Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Little Heartland rock and roll music celebrating America. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating America's Independence Day on this day, live and in person as we've always done. For this is the 16th, no, I guess it's the 15th. This is the 15th celebration of Independence Day since we started doing the show. Gene Greisman is our guest. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, among many other books. Also his newest book, Lincoln and Obama. He's a very prolific writer. In fact, he has an outstanding newsletter. He publishes about once a quarter, right, Gene?
Yes.
The Achievement Digest. Tell us how we can subscribe to that, please.
Yes, if your listeners will send an email to me, they can go to my website, presidentlincoln.com, and get in touch with me, presidentlincoln.com, or they can send me an email, Abe, like Abe Lincoln, A-B-E, at mindspring.com.
All right.
And ask for the newsletter. We'll send it to them free.
Check it out. Gene, folks, the things that are happening in Egypt right now on the eve of something that happened on the eve of our Independence Day yesterday in Egypt, the removal of a democratically elected president by the military in Egypt. In that old nation, that old civilization, Gene, you were just there a couple of years ago in Egypt.
Yeah.
You cannot. I don't know how you can reflect on America's independence all these years later without noticing what happened in Egypt and seeing the interest there. I mean, it's just amazing to me, isn't it, you?
Yes, and it is so complex. It's hard to even. Make an observation about it, but I do have two or three. Number one, I have a feeling of relief that the extremist group that went into power through a legitimate election has been defanged, mm-hmm. the Muslim Brotherhood. I think they were dangerous and they were beginning to consolidate their power. Number two, it is a concern that the standing army took over. Incidentally, the leaders, our founders, were very nervous of a standing army, mm-hmm. and we did not have a large standing army for a long, long time. And as soon as we got over a war, we would send them back mm-hmm. to their homes. but of course, that left us unprepared for World War II. So standing armies are dangerous, but it's the most viable organization. In Egypt,
it is probably the most even-handed organization. I was in the military, Gene, for many years, and I trained with many Egyptian officers.
It is indeed.
They're very Americanized. They're not
ideological at all. Their
main
purpose
right.
is to maintain stability, and then they want to go back to their barracks.
One of the things that they turned to over there was the leader of the court system. Who's apparently their Supreme Court judge, I guess you could say, is now the leader of that country. The army installed him. Compare that to the United States court system, Gene. I've got about a minute and a half. I know you've got some thoughts on the importance of our court system.
I spent a year in Pakistan, and I had the same feeling about the military in Pakistan, too, mm-hmm. that it was the most westernized and most friendly toward us of all the institutions in Pakistan. So the military in some of those countries is not the evil force that we sometimes think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Compared with the court system in the United States, I don't know. I love our court system. I think it has helped make us great. And we have to come back and talk about that sometime. I don't know much about the court system in Egypt, I'll have to say, but I am glad that they did turn to a jurist as the head of the interim government.
Well, isn't? But I guess the thing to me is it's interesting that that was their go-to person in Egypt. It would not be our go-to person in America.
No.
We have a succession. A succession system that does not include the court system.
You're exactly right. That's good thought.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
I know. We'll have to get you back and talk about that next time. Hey, Gene, thanks for celebrating the 4th of July with me and having a great conversation with me about this. And thanks again for bringing President Lincoln to the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Give us your website, please, Gene.
PresidentLincoln.com. www.presidentlincoln.com.
Check it out, folks. All of his books, they're outstanding. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. Dr. Gene Greisman, a very accomplished individual. I got to go for this hour. Happy Independence Day, America. Happy 4th of July. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.